are becoming a little more bizarre. The nose has become very pointed and grossly narrowed, certainly not in proportion with the rest of his face. The chin is much more pronounced in its width, and the skin has become considerably paler. But also what is noticeable is that the upper part of the face looks more effeminate than the lower part of the face.
It's a very subjective fine line. When you are making a patient look bizarre, you cross the line.
Stephen Hofflin doctored Jacko's boat until 1993, before the subsequent surgery which led to his recent distorted features. Goodstein worked with Hofflin and was therefore witness to the earlier Jackson face upholstery.
In my experience over there, every 6 to 8 weeks, Michael Jackson would have a procedure. He didn't want to be awake for anything. And some of these surgeries didn't last very long. One, I remember I was scrubbing in the opposite hallway in the operating room, and by the time I finished scrubbing, he had gone in and out of the operating room. So I think some of them were fairly quick procedures. I guess there was not much left to work with. I once asked Dr. Hofflin why he did so much surgery on the guy, and he basically said, because that's the way Michael wants it.
Meanwhile, Jacko lookalikes the world over were having to shell out a fortune in plastic surgery fees of their own in order to keep up with their hero's ever-changing boat.
Looking like Michael Jackson is a source of immense happiness for me. I've had 9 cosmetic surgery operations. One to change my face, one to lift up my cheekbones. I've had one operation to get almond-shaped eyes. Then I did my nose twice over and I reshaped my chin. This small operation I'm doing today is just meant to lift up my nose a little, as it started falling down recently. I believe that Michael Jackson is the greatest artist of them all. I particularly like him when he wears his little mask. Our life stories are very similar. When I was a kid, my uncle used to joke about my nose. He said I had an awful nose, and that's one of the reasons why I started having nose jobs. How many times do I have to say it? Michael Jackson is not white. He's a black performer, he's proud to be black, and he's never forgotten his race.
People were asking, you know, what is he, black or is he white? Is he white or is he black? What, you know? And so he basically, he took the question and he threw it right back at us.
The issue of race is very significant with Michael, most notably in his song Black and White. Michael's trying to say, it doesn't matter what color you are, we're all one people, we're all children of God. But it doesn't ring very true when he's gone to such lengths and expense to alter his own appearance, to make himself look whiter. If it doesn't matter if you're black or white, then why does he want to look white?
If you take black or white, he talks in very simplistic terms about the way in which two races should live together and the way in which it doesn't matter what your skin colour is. But obviously we live in a world in which it patently does matter.